Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon, let us start out in the Old Testament lesson, the last half verse. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the text. Throughout the Bible, gold is given to kings, owned by kings, used by kings, used to bless and benefit those around them, but the gold belongs to the king. We have goods and blessings, and we have silver and gold in our lives because we are related to God. And that makes us royalty, and now you know the eventual destination of where we're going in the meditation. But along the way, then there is this interesting Jewish wedding practice where the bride and the groom are treated as royalty, including crowns, including being carried around, including being hailed as royalty. And where does this come from? And it goes back to the first chapter of the Bible, when God created us in His image, after His likeness. And so they say of the bride and the groom that they're, in that moment, they are like Adam and Eve, created by God to be royalty. And as in the blessing, God said that they were to rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every creeping thing that creeps along the ground. And so they were to rule, and so the bride and groom are treated as royalty. But we know that Adam and Eve lost that blessing, didn't we? Adam and Eve fell into sin so that we don't look around at each other and say, oh, there's royalty there. There's a king. There's a queen. We don't do that. The wise men bring gold. And bringing gold is right because gold is for a king, and Jesus is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. But the gold is not only from the wise men, is it? The gold is from God, from Jesus' Father, providing for His protection and His needs. When Jesus the King would have to flee into Egypt, escaping Herod, who claimed to be king because he had seized kingship by force, Jesus is the king, the son of David. Jesus is the one who has the right to rule His people. He is the one who has the right to rule in our lives because He is the one who holds the welfare of all of His people in His hand. He is the Son of the Most High. He is the Son of God Himself coming into the world. Royalty is visiting, as the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Humble as the stable is, it is now a palace for God. Humble as the manger was, it was then the throne of God. And humble as our lives are, they are the dwelling of God. And so one of my favorite Christmas songs, here's the title, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger is My Paradise at Which My Soul Reclineth. And think about the thoughts all wrapped up in that. His manger is my paradise, and in His birth there is eternity for me. When Jesus came into the world, He was not only the King of Heaven coming to live among us, He was also bringing us back into the relationship, into the blessing, into all the richness that we have by being children of the Heavenly Father. In Jesus' birth, we become royalty once again, and we become the heirs of heaven. At which point, here's a riddle that I love to share, and share it every year when I teach confirmation. And it goes like this. In a kingdom where everyone is king, because the Bible says he has made us to be kings and priests to our God and to reign with him. So if we are kings and priests, if we are to reign with him, in a kingdom where everyone is king, who rules? And the answer is the one who serves. Because as you open up the whole idea of kingship in the Bible, you find out that the king does not just come to rule and rule over this and rule over that. He also comes to serve. He comes to bring blessings, even if the bringing blessings means that he does it by sacrificing himself. And you watch it open up in the life of Jesus. Born in a stable, fasting in the wilderness, living a life of prayer, healing the sick, associating with lepers, eating with sinners, washing the disciples' feet, accepting the whipping and scourging and crown of thorns, carrying the cross for us. It is what the Apostle John said. From him we have received grace upon grace. He is grace upon grace. He brings his riches. Why? So that we may be rich. He's our king. He's our king, and he shall have the throne of his father David. And the Bible calls us, again, a kingdom, priests, holy nation, to reign with Christ, not because of who we are, but because of who he is. So he is our king. No more will we have our fate decided by fickle human rulers. They seem to change their mind way too often. And, oh, by the way, sometimes those fickle human rulers are us ourselves. We are not constant. But he is. He is king. He is king forever. He is the rock of ages. He is, as the letter to the Hebrews says, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And his kingdom is for all eternity. And so the wise men, they start this for us. The first of the Gentiles coming. And the only proper response to a king who comes to serve, to a king who comes to save, to a king who comes to be the sacrifice for us, the only proper response is worship. So they bring gold on camels to bow down and worship him as the real king. They bring their gold on camels to worship him as the only one who could be their real king. And they come to worship him as not only their king, but their Savior and their God. And there's another song. It goes like this. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea, cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which wert and art and evermore shalt be. And this King Jesus shall rule to the ages. And if he is our king forever, notice how this goes. If he is our king forever, then we are to share in the forever, to have him as our king to all eternity. Jesus brings every blessing, the blessing of life, the blessing of forgiveness, the blessing of heaven. And so we come to worship him. And that is our journey of Advent into Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.